Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue. Welcome. We're going to have, I think, a fine morning. It won't take long before we start. The platform party will be the last group in, and we will have an order of presentation. But there is one announcement that I need to make, and that is that the engineering faculty thought it was going to be science, but it was engineering who discovered this. And in fact, it's rather remarkable. It's a face recognition program that works remarkably well. They're going to announce this in public fairly soon. What it does, it assembles all of the faces. I have it all, and the camera is very sensitive. No need for red eye correction. I suppose I could do a selfie at this particular point. But what it does, I'll back it up to get the one of you, it calculates the collective CGPA of everybody, every student in the room. 3.96. Anybody shortchanged? I don't think so. Okay, very good. Just, you've been taught, I hope, to think critically. And by thinking critically, you know that this is just mumbo jumbo, and don't take it seriously. Because somebody will say, oh, they have this camera, or something like that. The platform party will be the last group to come in to the audience. And I wanted to mention right up front, if you've got your lineup card handy, not in a pocket buried under your cloak and dagger and hat and everything, get the lineup card out now. Tear it now. Put it between your fingers and squeeze for the next 30 minutes. Because what we don't want to have happen is once you get partway and you see you haven't got your lineup card, you have to run back, try to find it under your seat, and the like. Also, I would comment, my name is David Harp. I'm the university marshal. That's why I get to stand up here and enjoy myself for a few minutes. And I won't tell very many stories. There is the notion that if an academic gets the podium, it's a 45-minute minimum dissertation, but that won't happen either. The point being that there were a few late people, not many, fortunately, and that what happens is that they're factored into the lineup, which means that the stuff that you put under your seat won't be in exactly the same place, so do the best you can to keep track of where you were sitting, and then maybe you can find your material. Winston Purdy will start the presentation with a rendition of the Alma Mater, and you can find the words if you haven't memorized them already. That's also part of your degree program, but you can learn it. You're all very quick learners, and that will happen, I'm sure, right away. Today, there will be an honorary degree given. There will be prizes given, and our new chancellor will be installed. That is not a complicated issue, but Michael Meehan is the new chancellor, and he will be at McGill for the next 3 years. And the chancellor sits in the major chair here and runs the conference that's about to take place and will announce the various features that come up as you as you can follow, of course, in your programs. So I think that's most of what I wanted to say. Also, what I'd like you to do is give a round of applause for Brian Sand and the quintet that has been doing here. I'm looking that way for the piper who will lead the platform party in, and I see nothing but a blank wall. I see an opening in the doors. Excellent. So I would say, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party that will be coming right now.
Please sit down. Bonjour et bienvenue à cette magnifique célébration. Good morning. I am very pleased to welcome our graduating students, their families and friends this morning. Before we begin with the convocation ceremony, we have a very special order of business, the installation of the Honorable Michael A. Meehan as McGill's 19th Chancellor. The Chancellor plays an important role in the life of McGill University. The Chancellor is the titular head of the university and is an ex officio member of the Board of Governors. He presides over all convocation ceremonies and confers all academic degrees once they are granted by Senate. This is a very special moment for all of us to witness. McGill is very fortunate to have Mr. Meehan as our new chancellor. He is a great supporter of this university and a tireless champion of education and of its transformative power. Au nom de toute la communauté mégilloise, j'aimerais lui exprimer notre énorme gratitude. The whole McGill community joins me in welcoming him to his new role. I now invite Mr. Stuart Cobbett, Chair of the Board of Governors, to preside over the installation ceremony.
Merci, Madame la Principale.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. By virtue of my office as President of the Royal Institution for the Advancement of Learning and as Chair of the Board of Governors of McGill University, I declare that the governors have, in accordance with the statutes of this university, nominated and appointed the Honorable Michael A. Meehan to be Chancellor of McGill University. I will join Mr. Meehan for the oath of office. Michael Arthur Meehan, the governors of this university have nominated and appointed you to the high office of Chancellor. Do you promise to fulfill the duties and obligations of the chancellorship in accordance with the charter and statutes of this university and in all ways properly open to you to promote the interests of the Royal Institution for the Advancement of Learning and the welfare of McGill University?
I do.
Then by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Royal Institution for the Advancement of Learning, I install you in your office as the 19th Chancellor of McGill University. Thank you very much.
I can't quit now.
No, you can't. You're in. You're in. The Governor General of Canada, who is also a visitor of McGill University, His Excellency the Right Honorable David Johnston, was unfortunately unable to attend today's ceremony, but has sent the following message. It gives me great pleasure to send my warmest greetings and congratulations to Michael Meehan on his installation as Chancellor of McGill University. As Governor General, I firmly believe Canada has benefited richly from the contributions of professionals, innovators, and educators who dedicate themselves to fostering what I like to call the, quote, diplomacy of knowledge throughout the world. T-
Today, McGill staff, students, and alumni are honoring an individual who has demonstrated a stalwart commitment to enriching the lives of his fellow Canadians. Mr. Meehan, I congratulate you on this honor, and I thank you for making Canada a smarter, more caring place to live. Now, Mr. Chancellor, I invite you to address the members of the graduating class, their families, and all those assembled here today, and then I ask you to preside over the fall convocation at McGill University.
Madame la Principale, distinguished faculty, visiting delegates from sister universities, graduates, proud parents, and friends, incluant mes bons amis et confrères de classe, même s'ils le sont d'une autre grande université québécoise, l'ancien premier ministre du Québec, l'honorable Lucien Bouchard, et l'ancien premier ministre du Canada, le très honorable Brian Mulroney. Merci d'être ici. Merci. It's a huge privilege for me, a graduate of McGill and a father of two McGill alumni, to stand before you as the newly installed chancellor, and a particular pleasure to salute you, the graduating class of 2014, and to acknowledge your intelligence, dedication, and perseverance. Make no mistake, given the many distractions and hurdles that one must get over when pursuing higher education, it's no small feat to graduate from McGill, and you have every right to be very proud of your accomplishment. J'aimerais remercier tout particulièrement mon prédécesseur et ami Arnold Steinberg pour ses efforts inlassables au service de l'université. Il incarne tout le meilleur de McGill et servira de modèle exceptionnel au chancelier novice que je suis. Le seul reproche que je puisse lui faire est d'avoir laissé des souliers bien grands à chausser. And speaking of big shoes to fill, you were very kind, Madam Principal and Mr. Chair of the Board, not to mention that I am the second, only the second non-resident chancellor in McGill's storied history of over 200 years. But the first chancellor who did not reside in Montreal nevertheless had excellent training for the job, a claim that I certainly cannot make, and that was being Prime Minister of Canada. I refer, of course, to Sir Robert Borden. Now, as I said, being a McGill graduate is something quite special. It's no exaggeration to say, without your ongoing involvement, your involvement as alumni, McGill will not succeed in achieving its lofty goals. You are now and forever a part of the family of one of the world's great universities. All of us with great pride were reminded of this only days ago when McGill graduate Dr. John O'Keefe was named the co-winner of the 2014 Nobel Prize in Medicine. McGill is an institution whose graduates have gone on, like Dr. O'Keefe has, to shape a better Canada and a better world. I ask you to seek to emulate their example in the years ahead. And standing here on a McGill stage, I can't help but recall the words of perhaps the greatest McGill alumnus of all time. I speak, of course, of Sir Wilfrid Laurier. Like you soon will, he walked across the McGill stage as a member of a graduating class. And also like you, Laurier was blessed with talents that could have taken him to the top in any number of fields. He could have been wealthy, but he chose public service instead. Near the end of his long life, and years after his terms as Prime Minister had concluded, he left young people with some advice. I believe these words by Laurier are just as relevant today as they were when he spoke them almost 100 years ago. I ask you to consider them in the years ahead. And if you do follow Laurier's advice and path to service and give back to your community, while working in your chosen profession, you'll discover, just as he did, that Quebec is worth it, that Canada is worth it, and that our world is worth it. And I quote, "As for you who stand today on the threshold of life, with a long horizon open before you, let your aim and purpose, in good report or ill, in victory or defeat, be so to live, so to serve, as to do your part to raise even higher the standard of life and living." Once again, félicitations à tous et chacun, et merci. Good thing I have a prompter. Je voudrais maintenant inviter professeur Suzanne Fortier, principale vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Madame la principale.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2014. Welcome to the graduating class of 2014. I am joined here today by your families and friends, but our new chancellor, the chair of the board, our chancellors emeriti, our governors emeriti, principals emeriti, by our distinguished honorary degree recipient, award recipients, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Savor today. Enjoy it. Celebrate. I also ask you to take a moment to remember all of the people who have supported you in your studies. Today is a very special moment for them as well. La lumière, s'il vous plaît. I would like to have the light so that I can ask all of our graduates, only the graduates, to stand up and give a big round of applause for all their friends and families who have been behind them, and the professors and staff at McGill. Merci beaucoup. Merci. Thank you. Today is also bittersweet. You may not believe me now, but I think you are going to miss McGill, and you're going to miss going to classes. Maybe not just yet, but believe me, it will come. I say this because one of the things that I did returning to my alma mater last year was to attend classes. They were wonderful. I enjoyed them so much. In fact, I could not wait for summer to be over so that I could return to one of my very favorite class, the Master Voice class in the Schulich School of Music. On the last day of class last spring, the professor said to me, "You've been here so often, it is like you're one of the students." I said, "Well, I don't think that is fair to the students. After all, I'm just listening, enjoying the students' performance, not doing any work." And in any case, I told him, "You would not want me to sing." He surprised me with what he said next. He asked me, "Can you breathe?" "Of course I can," I said. "Well, if you can breathe, you can sing." Now, don't worry, I'm not about to launch into a song here right now. But I love the idea. If you can breathe, you can sing. If you can breathe, you have a voice. And this is my most important message to you, class of 2014. You have a voice. Use it. You have a mind that knows how to learn. You have a determination, and you have talent. You have ideas of your own. Now use your voice to take those gifts into the world. Use your voice to share your knowledge with others. Use your voice to share their knowledge. Use your voice to ask questions. Use your voice to stand up for what you believe in. And use your voice to help other people find their own voices. We are fortunate to have some excellent role model with us today. For more than 40 years, today's honorary doctorate recipient, Robert Windsor, has used his voice to help students, particularly athletes at McGill, where he himself was once a star football player. Our new chancellor, the Honorable Michael Meehan, made his voice and the voices of people across Canada heard during his 21 years in the Senate and beyond. And by teaming with another powerful voice, his wife Kelly, he has shown a deep commitment to youth at risk and to the transformative powers of education and research. We are grateful and thrilled that they will use their voice to speak about and on behalf of McGill University. I'm not sure if any of them are planning to sing for us today, but I know that they will certainly use their voices to make a better world. Diplômé de 2014, vous vous joignez aujourd'hui à la grande chorale et la très belle chorale des diplômés de McGill. Si votre alma mater vous manque, si d'aller aux classes vous manque, revenez le plus souvent possible. Les portes de McGill seront toujours très grandes ouvertes pour vous. McGill sera toujours votre maison. And please keep in touch. We always look forward to hearing all of your voices in the days and years ahead. Félicitations.
Thank you, Professor Fortier. I invite Mr. Michael DeGrappa, Vice Principal of Administration and Finance, to introduce this year's winners of the Principal's Prize for Administrative and Support Staff. Mr. DeGrappa.
McGill's tradition of excellence is a direct reflection not only of the outstanding quality and dedication of its students and professors, but also of its administrative and support staff. Administrative staff play a very important role in McGill University's commitment to the quality of life of our students, professors, and all other members of our community. The Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff is one way of showing our appreciation. Madam Vice Chancellor, it is my pleasure to introduce to you this year's winners of the award. I ask that each recipient come to the stage when I call their name and join Professor Forte for the presentation. I ask Melissa Nock to come to the stage as the representative of the Teen Project category winners. Teamwork is the reason for the success of the undergraduate medical education team of the Faculty of Medicine. Their tireless efforts and outstanding work has enabled McGill University to become one of the leaders in medical education. The team comprises 20 staff members who assist 800 medical students and 400 visiting elective students. It ensures that students will become tomorrow's best clinicians, researchers, and leaders in the field of medicine. This energetic and resourceful team brainstorms, communicates, and works continuously to find and identify best practices. Madam Principal, I present Ms. Melissa Nock on behalf of the Undergraduate Medical Education Team, winners of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the Team Project category. I ask James Petrie to come to the stage, please. This year's winner in the trades and services category is James Petrie. Mr. Petrie works in the mail services department and first started working at McGill 37 years ago. James' colleagues are continuously amazed at his encyclopedic knowledge of how mail systems worked before adopting new equipment. His understanding of these processes was instrumental in transitioning to new technology. James optimizes the scheduling of tasks every day to ensure all faculties and units get their mail as expected and always on time. He can always be counted on for his resourcefulness. James, I should tell you that there are people from Canada Post waiting for you outside to speak to you after the ceremony. His work and dedication embody McGill's motto, "By work, all things increase and grow." Madam Principal, I present to you Mr. James Petrie, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the Trades and Services category. I ask Ibrahim Nowruzi to come to the stage, please. This year's winner in the technical category is Ibrahim Nowruzi, senior technician in the Department of Food Science of the Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. Safety has always been an integral part of EBI's professional life. He is a well-known expert in hazards reduction within the food processing industry and has been a key voice in the development of McGill's health and safety training materials, protocols, and processes. In 2012, EBI was named Volunteer of the Year by the McGill Safety Ambassador Award Program. Madam Principal, I present to you Mr. Ibrahim Nowruzi, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the technical category. I would ask Anna Ballerano to come to the stage, please. Anna Ballerano is Administrative Coordinator of the McGill Cardiology Residence Training Program and this year's winner in the clerical category. Anna has been the backbone of the Cardiology Residence Training Program for some 20 years, the second largest cardiology training program in Canada. With a direct role in guiding residents through various aspects of the program, Anna has acquired an incredible wealth of knowledge in all administrative and academic requirements for the program's success. An advocate for young doctors, Anna's efforts ensure that they are able to do their job because she does hers so well. Madam Principal, I present to you Ms. Anna Ballerano, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the clerical category. I ask Pina Sorini to come to the stage, please. The Student Affairs Administrator in the Department of Biomedical Engineering in the Faculty of Medicine, Pina is this year's winner in the management category. Pina's diligence and dedication is critical in the management of student affairs. Pina's talents and commitment to the graduate student tracking system has helped students throughout their academic career. Originally developed by the Department of Biomedical Engineering, it is now used by four other departments within the faculty. Pina has also played an important role in the deployment of the UApply web-based application system for graduate students, bringing McGill's graduate application process into the 21st century. Madam Principal, I present to you Ms. Pina Sorini, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the Management category. This concludes this year's presentation of the Principal's Awards for Administrative and Support Staff. Congratulations to all our winners, and thank you to all our administrative and support staff who work at McGill. Thank you.
I now ask Professor Anthony Massey, McGill University's provost, to introduce this year's winners of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. The Principal's Prizes for Excellence in Teaching were created to recognize commitment to and accomplishments in teaching and learning at McGill. McGill is a research-intensive university, but we are also student-centered, and these prizes recognize the important contributions that individuals make by bringing their research to their students and having their students learn from these experiences. We are particularly interested in recognizing those attributes that make for a university-level teacher to be considered excellent. It is a great honor for me as provost of the university to present this year's winners. I'll ask each winner to walk to center stage and join the principal and vice chancellor, Professor Suzanne Fortier. Madam Vice Chancellor, Dr. Ayed Atala. Dr. Ayed Atala teaches in the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences. His students recognize his teaching excellence in superlative terms. He has been called, and I quote, the best prof by far, the greatest, hands down the best at McGill, and one of the most inspirational professors I have ever had. Students applaud his interesting, well-organized, and engaging explanations that are easy to follow even when dealing with the most challenging subject matter. In the words of Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, Dr. Atala is, quote, an outstanding example of everything an educator could hope to be in a research-intensive university, an outstanding teacher who incorporates active involvement in research at every level of undergraduate teaching, engages his students in his own research projects, and directs the work of graduate students while promoting their involvement in teaching. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you an inspirational teacher and this year's winner of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching in the category of faculty lecture, Dr. Ayed Atala. Professor Gary Bruhard. Professor Gary Bruhard has taught thousands of undergraduate students in some of the largest courses at McGill. His attention to detail in developing interesting and communicative instructional materials has been praised by his students. Professor Bruhard connects biology to everyday life, linking history and humanism to science. Students note that his stories and anecdotes help them to learn that science is not limited to textbooks. It occurs in everyday situations. They overwhelmingly expressed great enthusiasm for his courses and for his approach to teaching. As one wrote, quote, I know that when I look back, I will know that the pivotal time in my degree, when I realized why I was there and started to understand the beauty of science, happened in the lecture hall of Professor Bruhard's Biology 201. Professor Bruhard has inspired students in the domain of cell biology to pursue their own teaching. One student noted, he has been my mentor for many years. Seeing the impact that his dedication to teaching has had on me and other students is one of the reasons why I chose to become a teacher. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Professor Gary Bruhard, an exceptional and dedicated teacher, and this year's winner of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching at the level of assistant professor.
Thank you, Professor Massey. I now invite Mr. Michael Richards, member of the university's Board of Governors, to present Robert Windsor,
that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Mr. Richards.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present to you Robert Windsor, an exemplary alumnus of McGill and a remarkable business leader, engineer, and innovator. He is internationally recognized for his achievements in rail transportation engineering, having designed systems and devices for freight transport that have had an enormous effect on the North American market. Mr. Windsor is chairman and CEO of Holden America Group, which he has successfully shepherded in various forms over decades to become the powerhouse in rail industry manufacturing that it is today. His business achievements and success, however, have not prevented him from engaging in a remarkable level of involvement in community programs and service. His willingness to donate his time and expertise in support of students, disadvantaged athletes, the elderly, Nature Conservancy, is inspirational. He has served as the president of the Good Samaritan Foundation and as a director and chairman of Special Olympics Canada, for which he received the Governor General's Medal. Like a true engineer, when he sees a need, he finds a solution to solve the problem. Mr. Windsor's commitment to McGill has been of extraordinary benefit to the university since his graduation from engineering in 1962. Today, he shares his business acumen with students as a fellow of the Dobson Center for Entrepreneurial Studies. He has served on McGill's Board of Governors as a trustee of the Martlet Foundation and as a director of the McGill Alumni Association. As a member of the Senate Committee on Physical Development, he has helped shape the McGill campus of the future. Mr. Windsor was a member of the legendary 1960 Redmond football championship team, something he is always credited with helping shape his character. Together with his wife, he created the Bob and Sue Windsor Redmond Football Program Endowment in 2011, and when budget woes threatened the football program in the 1970s, he was instrumental in creating the Friends of McGill Football, encouraging fellow alumni to support the team. He has also played a major role in the renovation of the McConnell Arena. Mr. Windsor has been recognized for his extraordinary efforts with both the Award of Merit and Distinguished Service Award from the McGill Alumni Association, as well as a Dobson Fellowship and membership in the McGill Sports Hall of Fame. His great enthusiasm and support for so many worthy causes for his alma mater is truly noteworthy. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Robert Windsor, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to invite a friend of many years standing, Dr. Robert Windsor, to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Windsor.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chancellor and Michael. That was very nice, I'll tell you. Well, good morning, everyone, and a special greeting to you soon-to-be grads, to whom these few words are addressed. In a few minutes, you all have a McGill degree in your pocket. Believe me, there's no better foundation for your jump out into the challenges of life. Now you can concentrate on deciding what to pursue once you're out there. and how you might combine your passions with your work. Both tough questions. No one but you can answer those questions, but I can certainly offer some advice gleaned from, tell them, 52 years of chasing my own dreams along the way. Only four pieces of advice, actually, but they're the most important from amongst the many others that I could have touched upon. First is to adopt the work-life mission of go for it. The it is your choice and yours alone. It is what you want to do in life, hopefully something you're passionate about. This will morph over time, but whatever it is, keep going for it. Let's understand what going for that special it really means. It means to be totally focused, totally determined, and entrepreneurial in pursuit of your dreams, in pursuit of your it. Being entrepreneurial doesn't mean becoming an entrepreneur, although that ambition certainly isn't excluded here. Being an entrepreneur involves risk, however, so if that is your ambition, you might consider delaying it a bit until you have some stability in your situation and could survive a failure and still be able to get up off the ground and start again. That's perhaps the most common experience for budding entrepreneurs. So what I really want to impress on you is the importance of being entrepreneurial in your approach to this chase, in going for it. Strive to be innovative, to be creative, to be imaginative, visionary. Think outside the box. An allied element is to own your job, build it, and grow it to include elements that were not in your original job description. Keep adding little bits to the edges. Add new tasks or develop more efficiency in the original tasks, making yourself increasingly more helpful to your team as well as your employer. Forget about 9-to-5. Successful people love their work. And if you don't, you should look for a change. Follow your passions. Perhaps the most satisfying thing in life is to be able to look forward every day to going to work. Owning your job will help to ensure that satisfaction and also ensure that you're noticed, appreciated, and promoted. A second suggestion is to build your team. Having a team is another piece of advice I want to stress to you. It's not easy for most to advance quickly through life without constant help, whether that be from supervisors, reporting personnel, or other associates. It really helps to be surrounded by those who have all the capabilities, talents, and skills that you don't have personally. Your team building efforts need to be ongoing, continuous throughout your career. You will learn new skills over time, but you will lack some, and they become more glaringly missing as your competitors will comprise a more advanced group. You need to have that team support always. Building and nurturing a team is as important as owning your job. It is a very positive element in building any career. A third suggestion is to build your reputation. Reputation is something you just can't shake. It hangs in there, whatever you do, to change it. So build it carefully and guard it rigorously. Remember, this is your introduction to the world. It will be repeated by those who know only your reputation and not you personally. Clearly, you want such stories to be positive. Of particular importance in that reputation basket is the ethics package. The interpersonal stuff, such as integrity, honesty, reliability, and most particularly, loyalty. Loyalty across the board. Loyalty to all your associates, to your firm's customers, and suppliers, and of course to your team members both past and present. Lastly is the value of making mistakes. The fact is that making mistakes comes along with going for it. It's just part of the reality of accumulating meaningful experience. You can't have one without collecting the other. The good news is that you can and should learn from those mistakes. This is the most effective form of continuing education you can find. No classes to attend, it's cost-free, and it takes no time. It's picked up on the fly just through the ongoing activity of going for it. I can speak from those 52 years of experience, yielding 52 years of mistakes. What an education. I think I'm into my third postdoc in mistakes, and I'm still going, if perhaps slowing down some. In closing, I thank you for listening. I hope this was of value, and I wish you all the best of luck going for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Windsor, for an excellent address. I'm sure your practical advice will not soon be forgotten. I will now call upon, if I can find the pledge here, Professor Massey, I believe, to proceed with the formal part of our ceremony today, the conferral of the academic degrees. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. McGill's fall convocations are university-wide ceremonies where graduates from many faculties come together as one. This morning, I am pleased to invite students graduating from the faculties of arts, education, law, music, religious studies, and science to come forward for the conferral of their degrees, diplomas, or certificates. This is a truly joyous event in the cycle of the university's life, particularly at McGill, where we have such talented and accomplished students. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who already have earned a university degree keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat, no university degree, remove the hat, get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents and friends and students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or degree itself will be given to students by the dean or the dean's delegate as they leave the stage and have a photo taken. Today you may have seen some students wearing red or white scarves. All self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation, in the community, and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, white for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather has two meanings, respect for the person, and it marks an amazing or special event, like a graduation. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to and respect for the land on which we live, and the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste officielle des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. By tradition at McGill, we begin each faculty with the students receiving graduate degrees, followed by students obtaining undergraduate degrees. I now invite Professor Emeritus Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates and for the deans of all of the faculties or their delegates to present the diplomas. Congratulations, class of 2014. Félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in, I'm sorry, for degrees in the Faculty of Arts, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Art History, Ariane de Blois. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Communication Studies, Mary Allison Jakes. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in French, Nicole Daniel Nolette. Amy Marine Shaw. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in German Studies, Michel Mallet. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Social Work, Elizabeth Diana Fast. For the degree of Master of Arts in Communication Studies, Lorenzo Vargas. For the degree of Master of Arts in Economics, Jinkai B. Julian Ka Wai Tong. Derek Joshua Tresigia. Zhaoyi Zhang. For the degree of Master of Arts in English, Samantha Lucia Isabel Cooper. For the degree of Master of Arts in French, Elizabeth Plant. For the degree of Master of Arts in Geography, Melanie MacDonald. For the degree of Master of Arts in German Studies, Shoshana Schwebel. For the degree of Master of Arts in History, Ian William Beattie. Jordan Burroughs. Gabrielle Dominique Carreau. Eleanor Catherine Coulter. Alina Deborah Mahedden. Carly Elizabeth Nichols. Brendan Patrick O'Driscoll. Andrew Michael Trevor Stonehouse. For the degree of Master of Arts in the History of Medicine, Kaylee Elizabeth O'Connor. Amy Rousel. For the degree of Master of Arts in Islamic Studies, Jennifer Louise Pineo Dunn. For the degree of Master of Arts in Political Science, Patrick Robbie. For the degree of Master of Arts in Sociology, Anca Madalina Ionescu. Joanne Parsha. For
for the degree of Master of Library and Information Studies, Wei Fu. Linda Pasquale. For the degree of Master of Social Work, Jolene Elizabeth Arsenault. Jimmy Bang. Brooke Barrington. Eloise Bates. Stephen Bidd. Christina Lynn Boyarchuk. Andy Buccitelli. Leah May Caroline Tan. Laurence Charlebois Plante. Elizabeth M. Bergston Bose. Keith Frampton. Adrian Frank. Cajon Sylvia Green. Katrina Astrid Haida. Anouk Tanya Heisink. Rachel Idelson Dunaj, the Alumni Prize for the Outstanding MSW Independent Study Project. Ainsley Christine Marta Janicek. Carly Marie Kraus. Emma Larson Ure. Sherilyn Ray Layton. Marianne Lone Velt. Alexa Joy Leon. Evan Alexander Lichty. Emily Gabrielle Marcotte. Leanne McDonough. Johanna Rempel Petkow. Jody Alma Proctor. Shauna Sabira Ramcharan. Tara Sachs. Maria Teresa Schwepp. Martha Schultz. Amber Lee Shatler. Devin Simpson. Christine Sparks. Sharon Steves. Lauren Bear Tenenbaum. Natalia Vergara. Franz Niranjan Wesley. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in African Studies, Clara Beatrice Wilson. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology, Jorge Alonso Gamara Montesinos, first class honors in anthropology and Dean's Honor List. Imogen Jeffries. Noor Said Abdesamud. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Art History, Louis Soulard. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Canadian Studies, Lisa Lillian Peterson, Honors in Canadian Studies. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Classics, Lewis Hiram Innes Miller. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in East Asian Studies, Natalie Perdilla. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Economics, Sarah Langley Birch. Monica Elizabeth Hughes. Hamza Rumaisa Hussein. Stephen Joseph Kermie. Anan Lin. Angelica Lazarus, with distinction. Safia Ayesha Morshed. Ashley Lauren Rempel. Marissa Samek. Shitij Sharan. Jonathan Keith Wong. Conrad Zawadzki. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in English, Catherine Ann Burgess. Julie Elisabeth Carrier. Samara Clara Charters. Caroline Frappier. Eva Louise Goodman. Lucia Kim. Hannah Suzanne Newport. Ji Yu Ng. Jessica Prupas. Olivia Joy Sibutis. Luke Anthony Vadala. Rebecca Alessandra Bear Wilson. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Environment, Laura Eve Bernier. Karine David. Sam E. Donald. Jennifer Lynn Marie Gobby, Honors in Environment. Grace Eugenia Herman. Marina Kneva. Sana Saram, Honors Environment. Anna Tepeback. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Geography, Uzma Ahmed. Hua Ying. Claire Margaret Hampson. Simone Hodgson, Dean's Honor List. Jane Thornton Stringham. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Hispanic Studies, Matthew Ryan Richard. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in History, Pablo Castillo Oliva. Luke Justin Derece, Dean's Honors List. Alana Linda Gee. Jacob Joseph Kirlanchek. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Industrial Relations, Calixa Bourdon. Jacob Lee. Alexandra Brooke McNichol. Emily Pace. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in International Development Studies, Al Ali Abdelrahman Amarshi. Saki Aono, Dean's Honor List. Charlotte Rose Couturier. Heather Carolyn Cross, Honors International Development Studies. Grace Elizabeth Grobner. Sally Noel. Jennifer Alexandra Reckes. Maria Paula Diaz Lozada. Julia Allison Vera Gray. Amélie Françoise Marie Houdet. Zainab Iqbal. Marie-Sophie Iredale. Farah Kushabi. Elisaveta Sulina, Honors International Development Studies. Ryland Nicholas Wayman, with distinction. Haley Marie Withers. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Langue et Littérature Française, Mélina Bélanger. Sébastien Daigle, for distinction and first class honors. Charlene Lee. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Latin American Studies, Blaine Porter Rapp. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Linguistics, Angela Laura LaRose, with distinction. Caroline, excuse me, I'm going too quickly here. Caroline Pitre. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Mathematics, Maria Abi Abdallah. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Music, Kelly Ann Mitchell. Drew Alexander Seeger. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Philosophy, Bria Cliel Kahana, Dean's Honor List. Mark Lamar. Wyatt Negrini Weber. Jiwan Son. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Sana Badruddin, honors. Diana Mihaila Baranga. Greta Buyupi. Celine Kyra, honors, political science. Lois Astrid Diribarn. Maxine Nicholas Honigman, honors. Thank you. Deborah Ruth Kulan. Ali Kanji. Joshua Daniel Koenig, with distinction and first-class honors. Thomas Crouchy. Alexandra Landry Gravel. Melodie Lirette. Rita Cameron Malik. Mina Mahmoud Mir. Tulasi Nantakumar. Stephanie Valenzuela. Vanessa Vivial. Courtney Ann Warren. Riley Clifford Wilson. Kelly Madeline Witkowski. Ronald Zifeng Yang. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, Nicholas Chuzoy Shulman. Michael Roger Hindler. Karim Khalil. Alexander Langslow. Elizabeth Lipton. Callie Caitlin Mullins. Nicole Pacampada. Jasmine Pigeon. Julia Francesca Pizzolato. Amanda Ravery, with distinction. Samantha Alexandria Samuels. Amanda Julia Singerman. Miko Kamari Singh Ledoux. Josh Yenton. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, Madeline Marguerite Cassidy. Katarina Gligorievic, the Honors in Sociology and Dean's Honor List. Shannon Rose Liberg. Shannon Elizabeth McTeague. Christiana Stesha Sevevsky. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Women's Studies, Mercedes Bonaire Cyrus. for the degree of Bachelor of Social Work, Sidara Ahmad. Vavara Bacharova, with distinction. Angela Mary Chiarella. Masiat Farhan Chowdhury. Hillary Blair Friedman, with distinction. Angela Sabrina Heggie Johnston.
Do you already have a degree?
Hold on if you have a bachelor's.
Yasinska?
Yes.
Teresa Yasinska. Christina Kane, distinction. Claire Victoria Leslie, with distinction. Lorianne Levin Sussman. Mary Lynn O'Reilly. Cynthia Owen. Echo Caron Racine. Laura Patch. Laura Pearl Spivak. Emilie Vienne. Dean's honor list. Ashley Woodward, distinction. Virginie Yebagbongo. Four degrees in the Faculty of Arts for the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Economics, Protiti Mondal. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Chloé Landry, Distinction and First Class Honors. Brian William Tyndale. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, Janet Antonelli. Carrie-Anne Beach. Alyssa Lauren Brock. Dalida El Samra. Maria Protopoulos. Maria Josephine Tipler, Dean's Honor List, First Class Honors. Four degrees in the Faculty of Education for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Counseling Psychology, Manit Singh Bhatia. Eric Pierre Morris. And forgive me for a pause, this is my graduate. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Educational Psychology, excuse me, Tanya Chichekian. Carlos Andres Gomez Garibello. Jason Matthew Harley. Leanne Pereira. Zhiwei Wang. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Educational Studies, Allison Elizabeth Crump. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Kinesiology and Physical Education, Tamara Ellen Carver. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in School Applied Child Psychology, Miriam Terestepanian. For the degree of Master of Arts in Counseling Psychology, Tara Vanessa Kowalik. For the degree of Master of Arts in Education and Society, Catelyn Marie Lively Martin. For the degree of Master of Arts in Educational Leadership, David Michael Estock. Carolyn Cole. For the degree of Master of Arts in Educational Psychology, Meredith Ann Darian Toff. Cynthia Saradellis. Tara Shannon Tressel. For the degree of Master of Arts in Teaching and Learning, Melissa Caroline Audette. Julia Bartolone. Robin Abigail Blackwell. Anthony Joseph Patterson. Qatar Chalawi. Patrick Cousins. Pascal Maria Kuchansky. Tiffany Lynn Dickey. Danielle Erdven. Yordanka Tomova Garkova. Ryan Dean Johnson. Catherine Beth Jones. Melissa Andrea Maselli. Sarah Ostad. Sanjay Rajakumar. Nick Raspa. Stephen Andrew Rossi. Fabienne E. Saade. Athanasia Satiropoulou. I'm going to get it eventually. Satiropoulou. There we go. Chelsea Thompson. Natalia Timofeeva. Kara Lee Woods. So-Yun Yang. Julie Zachary. For the degree of Master of Education in Educational Psychology, Michelle Belinsky. Megan Alice Gaspar. Okay. Zita Maharaj. Tanya Palma Fernandez. Victoria Villalba. For the degree of Master of Science in Kinesiology and Physical Education, Larissa Melanie Fedorovich. Robert Cameron J. Laurie. For the Graduate Certificate in Teaching English as a Second Language, Charlotte Burns. For the Certificate in Education for First Nations and Inuit, Darren Darcy Moses. For the Certificate in Inclusive Education, Tanya Abu Yunus. Razia Begum Khan. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Kindergarten and Elementary Education, Michalina Degny. Cynthia Funito. Catherine Elizabeth Gibb. Sophie Normando. Amanda Pazoki. Antonietta Rienzo. Nathan Yunyam. Shannon Yunyam, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary English, Carmen Bodmer Roy. Kim Patricia Babenko. Sarah Zelensky. Deirdre Kennedy. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Teaching English as a Second Language, Elementary and Secondary, Julie Grin. Karen Minard. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology, Jenna Ray Holdham. For the degrees in the Faculty of Law, for the degree of Master of Laws in Air and Space Law, Philippine Camille Dumoulin. Marios Seretis. for the degree of Master of Laws in Law, Fahed Al-Sabuni. Guillaume Beal. Laurence Charon. Daniel Goldenbaum. Maxime Louis-André Henriot. Luis Eduardo Pantaleon Vallez. Adam Alexandre Plinkowitz. Marion Camille Rebière. For the degree of Bachelor of Civil Law and Bachelor of Laws, Pascal April?
April.
Okay. On a un choix ici. Alex Corey Durstenfeld. For degrees in the Schulich School of Music, for the degree of Master of Arts in Music Education, Seungwon Suk. For the degree of Master of Music in Composition, Charles Côté-Potvin. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance Piano, Jeffrey Allen Conker. Conker. Gore Mamvillian. Yulia Nestorenko. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Faculty Program in Music, Quinn Brander. Thank you. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Music History, Megan Alexandra Janice. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Music Theory, Hanju Ku. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance, Ariane Alexandra Cote. Danielle Fuchs, Dean's Honor List. Erica Adele Jacobs Perkins, Dean's Honor List. Qiu Shan Yu. Marie Nadeau Tremblay, with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance Guitar, Mark Steven Vandengol. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance Jazz, Aidan Paul Fontaine O'Connell. Tredici. Felix Del Tredici. For degrees in the Faculty of Science, the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences, Weigang Chang. Corey Chivers. Aaron Lee Jacob. Elena Nazarova.
One of those. So I know who you are. Okay.
For for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Chemistry, Nermin Almoez Eltouny. Daniel Rivalti. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Computer Science, Yogesh Alok Girdar. Robert Durham Vincent. Sayed Amir Yayavi Firuz Abadi. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Geography, Meng Wang. Sylvia Louise Rebecca Wood. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Physics, Mark Cassie Abrao York. Robert Pierre Châtelain. Tanner Connell. Sébastien Guillot. Kevin Dean McDermott. Vance Ryan Morrison.
Lawson?
Scott Alexander Olison. Doctor of Philosophy in Psychology, Patricia Grolo. Daniel Cameron Coppola Sibley. Sabina Sarin. Deborah Tang. Megan Tara Zvigzne. Master of Science in Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences, Chen Chi Wang. Zhao Li Zhao. Master of Science in Chemistry, Christopher Adam Doyle. Marx Ruiz Wilson. For the degree of Master of Science in Computer Science, Yongji Chen. Mathieu Judet. Syed Mushtaq Ahmed. Thangkang Tran. For the degree of Master of Science in Geography, Allison DeYoung. Carrie Herzog. Sienna Avril Pearl Swab. Degree of Master of Science in Mathematics and Statistics, Yevgeny Vladimirovich Grebennikov. Lita Dawn Montopoli. Master of Science in Physics, Tyler Leslie Brian Enright. Lauren Gengra. Ken Carrico. Bachelor of Science in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Roberta Nana Anyima Basaki.
Jesse Kwan.
Jesse Kwan. Nika Mani, honors. Jess Messias. Jinyoung Park. Victoria Kelly Reed Burke. Bachelor of Science in Atmospheric Science, Yejin Han. Bachelor of Science in Biochemistry, Yu Chi Tang. Bachelor of Science in Biology, Human Bagheri. Justina Corgill. Tatsuya Kato. Halina Ladakova. Bachelor of Science in Chemistry, Larry Bo Wang. Bachelor of Science in Computer Science and Biology, Daniel Del Balso. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth System Science, Caroline Aubry Wake. Bachelor of Science in Mathematics, Kiefer Christopher O'Connor. Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Computer Science, Ryan Patrick Primo. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Dabisha Kohilanathan. Sina Pusht Mashhad. Jordan Kenneville. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Pharmacology, Aaron Hua. Bachelor of Science in Physics and Computer Science, Maxime Baudry. Bachelor of Science in Physiology, Alexandra Dubord. Madeline Hermelinda Lewis. Jamie Padveen. Bachelor of Science in Psychology, Jamie Elizabeth Bird, with distinction. Janine Marie Kushner. Michael William Lisi, Dean's Honor List. Bachelor of Arts and Science degree, Amina Kanji. Angela. Angelo Kim. Omar Orbegozo Zavala, Distinction and First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Christina Josephine Paletta, Honors Cognitive Science. Amanda Catherine Triplett.
Thank you, Professor Shore. A job very well done. Will the graduating class please rise? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you, with all the honors, rights, privileges and responsibilities that are pertinent thereto. Congratulations. Je demande maintenant au secrétaire général, M. Stephen Stropel, de prononcer la bénédiction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions, et que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
This was a combined one.